Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest is the winningest coach in the history of his team's 39-year franchise. Joining us now is the head coach and assistant GM of the Maritime Hockey League's Summerside Western Capitals, Billy McGuigan. Billy, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Okay, so you're in your 11th season coaching in the MHL, sixth with Summerside. The Western Capitals are first overall right now in the 12-team league with a 34-6-2 record. How do you like how your team is playing right now?
Yeah, I think our team's having a very successful season. We're very happy with the development of our younger players from previous seasons. Mm-hmm. That their developments came a long way. Our midget players that we've picked up from the midget programs from last year fit right in and did exactly what we hoped they would do. They're fitting in, they're playing key roles, and then our core 20-year-old group or 20-year-old, 19-year-old group has been exceptional for us as well. So overall, couldn't ask for much better. Each and every year we look to develop players and hope to make our team better in the next year, and that's kind of what happened here this year. We've had tremendous success with the players that we've had with us before, and we have 17 Prince Edward Island born players, so it makes for a lot of pride in Prince Edward Island here. So we're happy about that as well. But yeah, it's been a great season so far.
Now, one of the things you mentioned there was your success last year, and you guys were regular season champions last year. What did you guys take from your experience last year that you've been able to apply this time around so far this season?
Yeah, I think we knew at the end of last year that we felt going into the playoffs that we had the best offense in the league, and our kind of kryptonite was the Campbellton Tigers, as they had the best defense, and that's who we ended up matching horns with in the division finals, and we didn't get it done. I think we took a lot of lessons away from last year. We knew that we had to find a way to get harder on pucks. We had to be more disciplined. We learned from our mistakes. The players from last year's team, felt it, and they went home this summer and they trained harder than they have in the past and worked hard, and now they're ready to go this season. I mean, at the end of the day that we're just playing game by game here, but it's as we inch closer to those playoffs, it's 10 games left. The guys are hungry and basically they played the season here to get into the playoffs, so that's what they're looking forward to.
Yeah, and you're going into the playoffs shortly, and in this week's CJHL Top 20 rankings, you were fourth on that standings. Just how special is it to be recognized nationally as one of the best teams right now from coast to coast?
Yeah, it's a great honor, obviously. We try not to put a lot of stock into it, it's from teams right across Canada, but when you're measured against the best teams in Canada, it's obviously a pretty nice honor to be up that high. And we've had the success in the last 4 or 5 years here and being ranked at some point throughout the year in Canada. So that's a feather in our hat as a program here in Summerside. But the players see it, and we don't talk a whole lot about it. But, I mean, for those guys, it's a pretty big honor. And we just kind of take it on the Monday, see where we're at, and then move on Tuesday. So it's been rewarding, but like I said, we don't put a lot into it, as it's not what we're shooting for.
It's a good mindset to have. We're in conversation with Summerside Western Capitals head coach and assistant GM Billy McGuigan. Okay, Billy, you're a former player. You played junior hockey for a number of years in the MHL, the OHL, the WCHL. When it comes to coaching, how much can you take from your own experience playing that you're able to pass on to your current players?
Yeah, I think there's a lot. Obviously, mm-hmm. you get the mindset from a player. You might see a play on the ice that, as a player that, might make it a little easier, maybe give a tip. But just kind of the struggles and the trials and tribulation of being a player and having experienced some of the same situations, maybe a drought in scoring or maybe not getting the bounces or selfish penalty. Like there's many things that you can take away from being a player. And I think, as being a former player, that it definitely helps you in your coaching.
And before we let you go, Billy, I want to ask you, some people have coached and were involved in management with the Capitals in their history, you know, Gerard Gallant, Dave Cameron, Doug McLean, Jim Clark. Do you have a relationship with these guys? Do you ever contact them and share any coaching tips or strategies?
Yeah, I talked to, you know, just via text there with a few of them for sure. But yeah, they're all great guys, obviously all Prince Edward Island guys. They all have a shared interest in the Summerside Western Capitals. So they're always there, phone call away if you ever need them, and can talk about near anything with them. So they're all good guys, and they all have tremendous experience, and they've helped us at times, acquire a player or call us during a playoff series or going into a playoff series to lend some support to the group. And they're always just a phone call or text away, and it's pretty cool to have them all around.
Well, Billy, I know you're a very busy man. Thanks so much for joining us today, and all the best here going forward with only 10 games left in the regular season.
I appreciate it, Adam. Thank you.
That was Summerside Western Capitals head coach and assistant GM Billy McGuigan. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.